Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3¾ cents, 514½, D-sweet up 0.75 cents at 720½, and November beans up 9 cents at 1286. We did sell 106,000 metric tons of beans to China this morning. Crop progress yesterday, corn down 1% to 59, good to excellent from 60. Beans up 1%, 57, good to excellent versus 56. Spring wheat is 95% harvested versus 83 on average. And winter wheat is 5% planted versus 3 on average. The early, and we're talking very early yield reports, are certainly better than expected. Iroquois County, Illinois, 248 dry land, 15 bushels above the APH. Macon County, Illinois, 250 bushel corn. That had high moisture to it, but still pretty big number. And, you know, this goes along with the very, very early pattern of better than expected yields out here. Now, how early is it? I mean, we're not even at the middle of September here yet. So I don't know that you can take a whole lot from this, except that everything I've seen seems to point to better yields than what guys are expecting out here. There was one report yesterday. A guy got 205 to 210. He was looking for 190, so he considered that somewhat of a win, though it's certainly down from his averages. I think that was in Minnesota. So, again, better than expected. We'll see what happens. This morning, we've got the crude oil up at $1.13 a barrel. That pushed bean oil higher overnight, up about 70 ticks. That's what supported the beans. If the oil stays strong and the meal and the oil stays strong, I would think the beans could see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday on Wednesday here. Same thing in the corn, but you know, it seems to me that they really want both of them, corn and beans, want to take a shot at the 200-day moving averages. That comes in at 503 in the corn. The summer lower, the May low was $5.25. So there's a lot of support between 499 and 503. In the beans, we've got the 200-day moving average at 1256. So we're a little bit of a ways away from that. You know, maybe we tackle it on Friday if the numbers are bearish. The average guess is now 175.5. It's a little bit lower than I thought it would be. That's up 9 tenths of a bushel from last month, but still, I think, lower than what the final numbers are going to be. Beans came in at 50.3 versus 50 last month. So, again, you know, if that's the numbers, you know, I think it would be a little bit bullish, but I just don't believe these numbers. The weather is pretty good all the way around the world, except for Australia being a little bit dry here. We're going to need some rains in the plains again for winter wheat planting. But overall, most of the crops look like they're going to go in fairly decent shape out here. So overall, you know, we need to see better demand. Crops look like they're getting bigger. Seasonally, we're going to start getting into harvest. So I think the pros will be very willing sellers on any good rally out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.